Welcome to Morning Coffee with Rick Alexander. I use this show to explore the often unspoken of and unseen depth in life. If I could make a suggestion, as you listen, just try to do so openly and without reacting too strongly. Resonant thoughts planted in the psyche have a way of growing into something new, transformative, and helpful if we have the courage to let them. If you do find you are enjoying this show, the best compliment you could give me is to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, or simply share the show with someone you think it might resonate with. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, the best way to do that is on Instagram at @RickAlexander_. Without further ado, on to the show. Today, let's talk about your life as an adventure. The moment before I woke up to ride my bike from Maine to North Carolina, it was not the alarm that woke me up. It was the anticipation of what my life might look like when I shed the illusion of control. Most of the time that we are alive, we have ourselves convinced that we know what's going to happen next. Such future convictions make us feel safe and help us build a sense of order into our lives. They also unknowingly tend to make us resistant to sudden change and assume that that change carries with it a negative connotation. But of course, life is made only of change. If not now, then later. And of course, change is the only thing capable of bringing us all of the things we hope for. And of course, all of the things that we don't know that we need. The more control that we convince ourselves we have over the future, the more arduous we'll resist the inevitable change. And we shouldn't convince ourselves that such resistance to change actually stops it, though it does make us considerably more uncomfortable while it happens. It also makes us less likely to discern the wisdom that's buried in change. We talked about this a little bit last week about how there's so much immense wisdom buried in the pain that we have, the things that we go through, the change we go through. And the reason is we cannot simultaneously resist what is and at the same time be open enough to learn from it. And so this feeling is what woke me up an hour before my alarm, the morning before an adventure. All you know when you're in this moment is that you don't know. You don't know what will happen. You don't know what you'll do. And you don't know who these things are going to force you to become. What you inevitably find is that when you're thrust into the midst of the unknown, there's far more to you than you imagined. And not only that, but life itself is far different than you imagined from the stability of your routine. You see that things go drastically wrong and unexpectedly right. And because you don't know which, you'll find a level of psychological flexibility that gives you the confidence to stop resisting your life. Over time, you see that stability is not the absence of change, but who you are within it. Within a 2-week span of time on this trip, I went through a blizzard in the mountains that made me bargain with my creator. I got lost in the freezing cold New Hampshire woods as night fell, only to pop up next to a small store where a family bought me the best pizza I've ever eaten in my life. In New York, I battled bustling city traffic one day, and in New Jersey, I traveled only 19 miles in the entire day as I battled a headwind that stopped me dead in my tracks the moment I stopped pedaling. I got flat tires on cold days where my numb fingers struggled for the dexterity that they needed. And I got sunny 75 degree days where I could not stop saying thank you for my body, for my life, for a momentary reprieve from the cold. And what's taken me a long time to understand is that such endeavors, though they certainly cram a lot of experience into a short period of time, what they do is reveal what has always been true about this life. As I said, we just happen not to notice it when we're under the guise that we know how tomorrow is going to turn out. And because of this, when tomorrow does end up turning our expectations upside down, it hurts far more. In this case, things aren't only going wrong, they're also wreaking havoc on our sense of coherence. We don't pivot through things, we go through identity crisis. And we question everything. Now, we're not going just through tough times. Tough times are going through us, and they pull at our sense of well-being when they do. But what if there were a different way to be, or at least think about them? What if you got up fully understanding that you were before the unknown? When things were well, that would be cause for thanks. When times were tough, That would be the time to open, to look for solutions and wisdom, and not to question who you are in the first place. On an adventure, the unknown lures us into a productive disposition as we learn to pivot and adopt with the right mentality. On that one day in Jersey, I spent the first 2 hours bitter angry, and bitter cold. Then I stopped for coffee, and in a moment of just appreciating its warm hug on my soul, I noticed how miserable I was making myself. And we often don't see that in our everyday lives because there's always someone new to blame or to scapegoat our troubles on. Because adventure reminds us that events are neutral. They remind us that what's important is how we feel about what we go through, much more than it is what we're actually going through. Adventure reminds us that what we do now matters immensely, and that clinging to what's already happened and what we wish would happen is futile. It reminds us of who we are. Not who people say we are, how they label us, or what they tell others about us, but actually the stuff we're made of. They remind us that below the surface is an indomitable will. And as poet Ernest Henley pointed out in his 1973 poem, Invictus, an unconquerable soul. They remind us that we can stay mired in thought all day long, toggling back and forth between overthinking this thing and anxious about that thing. But life reveals itself, its meaning, its magic, only in the depth of experience. It reminds us that courage still matters. Grace, as we navigate hell, still matters. And finally, adventure reminds us that we must be all in. That life gives the best of itself only to those who give the best of themselves to it.